God said, "Let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion." Pastor Pinda is a pastor of a strong Christian church, Middleburg, which is a part of the United Denominations, originating from Lighthouse Group of Churches. His mission is to preach the gospel, heal the sick, cast out devils, and raise the dead throughout the world. Pastor Pinda has a passion for soul winning and church planting. Be ready for a supernatural encounter as you listen to this message.
By the grace of God, I am here to preach to you once again. And we are preaching on how God can bless us and prosper us. Amen. And the title of my message today is Labor to be Associated with Blessed People. Fight to be associated with what? Blessed people. Amen. Labor to be associated with what? Blessed people. Fight to be associated with what? Blessed people. You see, it's not easy to be associated to someone who's blessed. People who are prosperous, it's very difficult to be associated with them. People who are doing well, it's very difficult to be associated with them. One of the reasons why it's difficult is because they think different from the one who doesn't succeed. And therefore, they don't get along. Because everything is about a mindset and a blessing. Now, there are two ways in which we become blessed. You can be blessed because it is God's sovereign act. God decides that I want to bless this person. But usually, that act is linked to obedience. Usually, God issues an instruction to you. And when that instruction is issued, no matter how simple it is, when you obey, it leads to what? A blessing. Reverend, what is a blessing? A blessing is an atmosphere that causes you to succeed. It is an atmosphere that makes it in such a way that when you put in an effort, you get a good result. When a person is not blessed, you put in an effort and the result is not a positive result. In fact, sometimes the more hard work you put in, the more problems you have. When you work hard, that's when they fire you. They just fire you for working hard. They say, well, you work too much. Away, retrench, fired, go. Hey! But when you are blessed, the Bible says that Isaac was blessed. And the Bible says that in that land, there was famine. There was a famine. But when Isaac, the blessed person, sowed in a land where there was famine, he reaped a thousandfold. That is the power of a blessing. When you are blessed, they will say, there are no more good men in this world. And your friend will say, I think in South Africa there are only 3 good men. And that good guy will find you. Hey! When you are blessed, when others are being retrenched, you are being promoted. So the blessing creates, it's something that we need as Christians. And how do we know that we need it? In Genesis, when God created man, the Bible says that, and God blessed them. He didn't just create a man. He said, when you create a person, it's important that the person you have created must be blessed. God saw it fit that after he created man, man needed to be blessed. Because without a blessing, man cannot prosper. Man cannot succeed. Man cannot see the goodness of God in his life. But when you are not blessed, you can have God around you, but you don't feel like, you will not feel it. The effects of God, or the effects of, you know, money. Because even in this country, do you know there's money? Anyone who tells you there is no money in this country is lying to you. There is money. The problem is, where is the money located? It says South Africa is the country which is the most unequal in the whole world in terms of distribution of wealth. The money is in the country, but the money is one side. A majority of the money of the whole country is sitting with 1% of the population. I think about 70% of all the money is with 1% or something like that. So there's money, but 1% is holding all the money. Hey! What do you think? So we need a blessing, because a blessing is something that makes things to work. Are you here? Now, I'm saying to you, how does a blessing come? Number one, you can be blessed because it is God's sovereign what? Act. And in that way, it comes as a product of what? Obedience to the word of God. And never think that obeying the word of God leads to curses. A lot of people think that if they obey the Bible, their lives are not going to go well. So you hear a girl saying, if I obey this scripture, do not fornicate, I will not have a husband. Hey, it is not Satan who created husbands. It is God. Marriage was created by God. God knows why he's saying certain things. Hey! No brother will like me after this service. Genesis chapter 1, chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. It says that, now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation. So God issued Abraham with an instruction. What's it called? Hamba, get out of your country. Look at how simple this instruction is. Get out. In fact, he's saying go. And he's saying to Abraham, if you go, I will what? Bless you. This is a prophetic word to someone. If you go, he will bless you. Hallelujah. And Abraham decided to obey God and go. And God says that if you go, if you obey me as God, says that I will make thee a great nation. And Israel is a great nation. It's small. People are confused that why is this small nation causing chaos? And no one can put it to the side. It's because God said, I will make this small group of people great. He says that I will bless thee and make thy name what? Great. And thou shalt be what? A blessing. May you become a blessing. May your name become great. Receive it in the name of Jesus. So this blessing comes from obedience. Now, the second way that God can bless us, you can be blessed through your association with a blessed person or a blessed people. You can be blessed by being associated with a what? A blessed person or a blessed what? People. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, it says that, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. They are people who are a blessing. God said to Abraham, you will be blessed and become what? A blessing. Anyone who blesses you is blessed. And anyone who curses you is what? Curse. So meaning that anyone who was associated with Abraham was going to become what? Blessed. And that is why, I mean, people who are associated with Abraham are blessed even today, which is the Jews. The Jews form the richest group, ethnic group in the world. If you want to look for the richest ethnic group, it is the Jews. most millionaires, Jews. This is not even from the Bible. It is stats that you can look for. Because they are associated with a blessed father who is what? Father Abraham. Now God can bless you just like Abraham for obeying him. And make you a blessing such that anyone who is associated with you is blessed. May that be your story. I said, may that be your story. Now, I was struggling with in life, struggling to take decisions, struggling to move forward, struggling to make progress. And I asked God, what should I do? He said to me, there is someone who is blessed in your life. I said, who? He said, Bishop Clufin. I said, oh, okay. He said, listen to what he tells you and you will not struggle. And from that day, if you think I can build this building, you are joking. I can't. This is the Bishop Clufield effect. If you think, Tina, we can buy this whole farm, you are joking. Bishop Clufield came here and called me. The things that I have is because I've associated with him. And I cannot hide it. You see, some people don't succeed because their aim is not to succeed. They think their aim is to succeed. But their aim is to say, I did it on my own. You will not do well. I don't care. I really don't care how it came about. I want the end result. And you must focus on your end result. Don't focus on looking smart. Some people want to focus on looking smart or looking independent. But you can see that, you know, I sat with myself one day. I set myself down. Are you here? And I spoke to myself. I asked myself that ever since I started handling the finances in the house, has the family progressed? When I was starting out in my marriage, and I looked deep, and I realized that I might be the man, but the way I handle money, I'm not skilled. Then I went to have a meeting with Bishop Clufield. He gave me advice on how to handle my money. And then I looked at my wife and I realized this girl, she has done economics, she has done statistics, she has done investment. She understands what should happen to money. I must just transfer and have peace. And that's how the family started to prosper. Transfer and have what? Peace. Don't say I'm the husband. Husband for what? You don't know how to handle money. You are finishing all the money and wasting the money. And I had to talk to myself that I am associated with an economist, an investment, what. And I'm associated with a bishop who has been building churches and doing things. Why can I not use that association with my wife and with bishop to prosper? But you see that people cannot sit themselves down, have a meeting with themselves, and acknowledge certain things to themselves. The final product is more important than who did it. Can you imagine if you took all your salary, 70% of your salary, and allowed a rich person to handle your money, you would have more money. But you are eating it. You are eating it. You have a sister who is prosperous, a brother, but you will eat it. You will not ask anything. You are like, this is my money. I worked hard for this money. No one will tell me about this money. I will eat it the way I want to eat it because I worked hard for it. Hey! But God has made you to associate with certain people who can help you. May you receive the help that is close, that is near you. I said, may you receive that help. Are you here or you have gone home? Some of you look very serious. Tell your neighbor, you are too serious. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 in the NLT. It says that all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places realms because we are united with Christ. He says this blessing is coming as a result of our unity with who? Christ. Meaning an association with God can result in what? A blessing. The fact that a person is associated with what? Christ results in what? A blessing. Meaning certain curses depart from your life by associating with God. And if you were the devil, what would you do? Ensure that this person separates from Christ so that the blessing, this heavenly blessing, does not manifest in the person's life. And some of us, there are clear cases in our families. People die at a certain age. People die in series. We have those things. People don't get married. People don't move in into their houses. There are clear cases. People work, but you don't see where their money is going. People divorce. It's a sign of a curse. A string of divorces. Your mother divorced. Your grandmother divorced. Hey, even the cockroaches in your thing are divorcing. There is a curse. Your sister is unemployed. You are unemployed. Hey. There is a sign of a curse. And some people only do well for a period. Because their curses are triggered by time. You just see the person starting to make bad decisions for no reason. They call family meeting. The person continues to make bad decisions until their life is ruined. It's a curse. And one way which a curse can be removed, it says that through our unity with Christ, we receive what? A blessing. A what? A blessing. May you receive a blessing from God. I said, may you receive a blessing from God. Yes, our unity with Christ gives us what? A blessing. Now, the principle of association, it says that you can be blessed by partaking in a person's own grace. Grace is a gift. Grace is an ability to do something. You can partake in a person's ability. For example, if you read the Bible, Elijah could part the sea. And the Jordan or whatever that he was parting. Elisha was following Elijah. And the same grace that was upon Elijah, Elisha started to partake. When he hit the Jordan also parted. So the same Jordan that was parting for Elijah started to part for who? Elisha. Because it was what? Partaking of what? The same grace. When Jesus walked on water and Peter was a disciple, Peter partook of that grace small, small. Tell your neighbor, small, small. Most people concentrate on the fact that Peter sank. I concentrate on the fact that he took 4 steps. You go to your bathtub and walk on water there for 4 steps and see what will happen to you. It's just your bedtime. Take out your skotlolo and try to walk 1 step. And then people saying, oh, Peter sank, Peter doubted. Mina, I say Peter took 4 steps and I put my hands together for Peter. That you tried, my guy. Even though it was not at the same level, Peter partook of the what? The grace. You can partake of what? The grace. You know, I was pastoring a church for a very long time. Couldn't get even half of a stand for the church. Looked for even a venue we would struggle. And until I understood that you can partake of someone's grace. Then when I started to partake of Bishop Kufu's grace, the church stand started coming. The building started coming. Because I am partaking of the grace. So you can have a friend or a friend who has what? A grace. And you can partake of your friend's what? Grace. That is why sometimes you pray and your answer is that God gives you a new associate. So that you can partake of what? That grace. But when you meet the person and you think the person, partake of the grace. Partake of the grace. When I meet people who are higher and above me, I say, thank you, Lord. You are giving me an opportunity to partake. Are you here? These lights, we are partaking of the grace. Yes, it's because of Cape Town. Our church in Cape Town. Say, there is such a grace. And then we are partaking of it. You start to see the same results that the person is getting when you partake of the grace that is upon the person. You will never be poor again. I said you will never be poor. Find the person and partake of the grace. My sister, you cannot be single again. Find a married person and partake of the grace. Hey! Even dressing, if you don't dress properly, I'm calling you for a meeting. Find someone who can dress and partake of the grace. Just look at the style and then put it on. But make sure, Pelaguti, you are similar in the size. Things you can't partake opposite sizes. Are you here or you have gone home? Give the Lord a shout of praise if you are here. The other way that you can, the principle of association works is that you can be blessed by receiving God's servant. And in this one it says, in Matthew chapter 10 verse 41, is that he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. How you receive a person determines the reward that you get out of the person. I can tell you, maybe this prophet is a father or a daughter or a sister to someone. If you receive the prophet as your younger brother, you will not receive a prophet's reward. You will receive a younger brother's reward. How you receive a person determines whether you receive a reward from that person. If you see your husband as a husband, you will receive a husband. Mangabumbona njengalomfana lenhleli room naye. I roommate. Uzothola roomza. A reward is determined by how you receive a person. If you receive your pastor as a prophet, you will receive a prophet reward. If you receive a righteous man as a righteous man, you will receive a righteous man's reward. That is another way to get blessed. The next way that you can best bless, you can be blessed by following blessed people. When you follow a blessed person, you become blessed. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 4, when God sent Abraham out, Abraham's nephew, Lot, followed him. In Genesis chapter 12. He followed, the nephew followed the uncle and said, hey, malumza, ngihamba now. But in Genesis 13 and verse 5, we see something has happened to Lot. And Lot also, somebody say also. Nah, yeah. And Lot also, which went. You see, the Bible is telling you, this Lot is the one who followed Abraham. What happened to him? Had flocks, herds, and tents. When you are not following in Abraham, you will not have flocks, herds, and tents. Hey! Who is your Abraham? Who are you following? No, when I have meaning, I'm a solo, I'm an original. You will be a poor original, I can tell you. A failing original. Have you noticed sometimes there are things that are ugly by design? A Hong Kong, if let's say a Gucci bag looks good, even the Hong Kong looks good than the original of other things. Yes. There are things that are original, but they don't look nice. The fonkong of the original of the thing that looks nice still looks nicer than the original of another one. Yes. Your hair is original, but you see the fake one that you have put on. I think you get me now. I think you get me now. You get me. You see, you followed a what? A Brazilian, an Indian, a Peruvian lady. Give a Lord a shout of praise. And people say, no, I mean, I don't follow anyone. The way you are dressed, that's not your style. You saw it somewhere. Yes, you saw it somewhere. We are always following someone. It's just sometimes our pride doesn't want us to follow officially. I'm telling you, follow officially without any shame. Follow. If you see a lady that is your same size, married, what? Yeah, just look like her. And be moving around. Someone will marry you. What attracted that man will attract another man similar to him to you. Hey! I'm giving away so many tips today. I hope your notebook is working. Hey! People are quiet in the church. Look at your neighbor and say, it's better to be a fake that is prosperous and an original that is struggling. Someone is quiet. I even see worldly singers. One singer starts the trend and sings in a certain way. Let's say I'm a piano. This guy started amapiano. They started the whole thing. It goes with the dance. It goes. Everyone who followed and followed properly is a star. No one can even recognize who is the original. Some people need to keep on reminding others that we are the original. Mara, everyone looks. Even Nigeria is copying amapiano now. People are shining there. Are you here or you have gone home? Even unbelievers are copying you. You are still an original. I pray that you come out from this original thing of yours. You associate by following, by copying, by emulating. Clap your hands for Jesus. Rev, why must we build a campsite here? I don't know. Bishop Bluefield built a campsite, you know. That's the only reason. Did God speak to you? No. I'm copying. May you copy well. No one will struggle here. You can be blessed by putting a person who is blessed over your house. It is better to pay more money for a blessed person to run your affairs than to pay less money to bring a cursed person into your house. Some of us like saving a lot of money to bring a cursed person into your house. I, when I rev, I can't pay. It's too much. Hey, as you are saying it's too much, you are bringing a curse. Leadership is important. Look at how good we are. How rich, let's use Witbank. How rich Witbank is. With mines, with Eskom and everything. But look at how messed up it is. Because of who is running the Maspala. The mines, we don't see them. We don't see the power stations. You can't see that they are power stations. You can't see that they are mines. And I work for a mine. I know how much money we set aside for social labor plan and what happens to the money and why things get spoiled. Because who is in charge is important. If you put the wrong person to be over your house, then things will not go well. It's like you are, as a woman, you are a house. If you allow the wrong men to be in charge of you, woe is unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, thou shalt suffer, thou shalt cry. Mistru, verily, verily, I say unto you. Are you here? So sometimes to lower your standard in terms of who manages your affairs is a mistake. It's better sometimes you manage your affairs yourself than to get lower standard trying to save man. The church is quiet. The church is quiet. Let me give an example. You see, sometimes you can eat cheap food, but you will pay with your life. Who have you put to be in charge of your stomach? Because you are putting the wrong things into your mouth. Are you here or have gone home? Yes. Make sure that someone who is blessed is in charge of what you are saying. You see, any doctor where there is a long queue and the doctor is expensive is a good doctor. Where there is no queue, you know, there are doctors when you say, can I come and see you? He's always available. I used to go to such a dentist. When you do an appointment, the dentist is available. He's the one who messed up my speech. Taking out wisdom, tooth, and what. I didn't speak like this, like with gaps before. I paid with my speech because of what? I allowed someone to be in charge of my mouth who was not blessed. Now I don't play. For my kids and everyone, I want the dentist where there's a long queue. And they tell you, you will come in 2 weeks. Uh-huh. Then I say, there is a reason why people are trusting this man and waiting for 2 weeks for him when there are others. Just follow. Let me close. I've said too much. I don't feel safe anymore. Now, in closing, I want to say that if we become blessed by being associated with people, what will the devil do? The devil will make you to either fight, disregard, or separate yourself from blessed people. And that's how it is. So we miss the blessing of God or blessings in our lives because Satan causes you to fight the source of the blessing. He causes us to fight where we can get the information. You can get the information from your boss, but you and your boss don't get along. You can get the information from the star employee of the company, but you and the star employee of the company don't get along. You say he's full of nonsense. Oh, the church is quiet. I'm closing because the church is quiet. I'm preaching alone here. I'm just hearing, In Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 32. I'm about to close. 31 to 32. Look at what Satan will do to you. Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 32 in the NLT, please. It says, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you. That word sift means isolate. Has desired to have you. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to what? Sift. That word sift means what? Isolate each of you like what? Wheat. Satan fights to isolate you so that you don't make progress. He will tell you that you don't belong here. You are suffering here. You are being oppressed here. You are better off elsewhere. No one cares about you here. No one loves you here. And you will disassociate yourself from your source of blessing. Who is your source of blessing? Christ. You will disassociate yourself from God. Who is your source of blessing? You say you don't belong to the church because nothing works for you in the church. And you'll disassociate yourself from Christ. Some of you attempted to disassociate yourself from the church when Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25 in the Persian translation says that this is not the time to pull away and neglect meeting together as some have formed the habit of doing. In fact, we should come together even more frequently, eager to encourage and edge each other onward as we anticipate the day dawning. We must not neglect meeting with each other. Closing yourself in your room doesn't help. It's you and Satan. You need to surround yourself with people who encourage you. You need to surround yourself with God. You need to surround yourself with the church. You need to surround yourself with people who are making waves in your industry. If you are unemployed and you hang around with unemployed people, if you are not educated and you hang around with uneducated people, I know it feels awkward not to have money and sit with people with money. I feel like that. I sometimes sit with very rich people, billionaires and millionaires. And I feel very small, but I said it is better to be small with millionaires than to be big with poorness. So some people, this is what they do. Let's say I have 1,000. I'm in 10,000. Then what do I do? I go and get some small boys who are unemployed and they follow me. And I say, Bangbizu Mloom. And I square up my shoulders. And in your 2 mama case, in a 10K, I'm an ice boy. You can choose that. I mean, you can hang around with people where you are the only one with a car. And your Toyota test is like the best. And you're like, nim nim. Nim nim. Nim nim. Chita we petrol. Oh? Hello? Oh? You can come with your test and have a friend with a Porsche. And don't feel intimidated at all. Meet with your test versus the Porsche and park your Porsche next door. Your test, you have a test. Yeah, your test next door. Yes. Why not? That rich friend of yours, stop running away. That rich, you have a classmate who is rich. Stop saying bad things about the classmates. Hang around with them. Pastors with small churches hate pastors with big churches. They even preach about them. Why preach about a person? Go and attend this church if you have to. Why do you want to be hot amongst your friends? Find people who are hotter than you. When you are all standing there in a picture, you're saying, "Hi." Yabonagala, kusibangisha 10 not. You will blend in soon. Are you here? We have gone home. Stop running away from educated people. They will inspire you. Yes. Ungafikile futhi hayi nina sanza skola senu. Senu. Hey. Even if you do not go and get another degree, you might go and get another certificate or skill. Yes. Stop running away. Why are you running away? There's someone who's running away from educated people. And I want to say at last, stop running away from spiritual people. You didn't see that I was tricking you. I was coming here. You said, People with money, people with big cars, You think I'm preaching about that? I'm preaching about this. Stop running away from people who are spooky and spiritual. How will you become spiritual? You and your friend, you can't pray, Mara, you are besties. You must have a spooky friend. Do you know how I got here? When I got born again, I associated with what we called elders of the church, chief elders. Because we were on campus, we used to call them chief elders. The students that were leading the church. And when I was a new member, but I would hang around with them. When they talk about scriptures, I didn't know anything. But I was there. Huh? But can you imagine, I'm their overseer now. I'm the overseer now. When I got born again, they were chief elders and pastors. And I was getting born again, doing new believers. But I associated with them to make myself grow spiritually within a short space of time. Because if they pray 10 hours, it means Nama must pray 10. Even though I'm new. If they go for camps, Nama, I'm going for camps. Because these are the people I'm associating myself with. If they say they listen to messages for 3 days praying, Nami, I'm there. For see, when I started out, I couldn't even pray in tongues. When they have all night on Fridays, I'll be watching and eating pizza. But I'm there. Who are you associated with? And I'm saying spiritual. Begin to associate with people who are higher than you. Who, when you are eating, they are fasting. That is how you will grow. Clap your hands for Jesus. Stand on our feet. If you forget what I taught you today, I must go to the mountain and fast for you 30 days and 30 nights. If you forget, what do you need to remember is this cash at the end. And then start to check yourself from today. Financially, are you with a short person or a tall person? Spiritually, short or tall? Education, short or tall? Who are you with spiritually? Financially? Academically? You can think you are educated until you sit with people who like education. And you hear a person saying, I'm going for my third master's. You're like, huh? Where I am, my one master's, I'm a star. Uvumundathi said, I was sitting with someone at work. I said, since 2012, I've been at school. I say, since 2012, I've been on retirement. An old guy, he was telling me, yeah, ish, next week I'm graduating. I'm like, hey, well, why are you graduating? Graduating for what? You are old. How do I? Hey, Bengshaya, another course at UNISA. Nyalungshaya, my third postgraduate. I'm like, hey, Swenzan, who do I? I'm keeping my mind active. Do you see? But when we are with your cousin with grade 5, you feel like with my metric I've arrived. Amen. But mom, until you have a friend whose all of their children are married and are working, you will not think it's possible. So association is also important because it gives us faith. You see, to walk with a tall husband like that, she is forced to learn how to use heels. Even though she doesn't like heels, she would then say, hey, Nama Sinti adjust, nga fig, like, listen, figure la. Are you here or have gone home? I want us to pray for a minute. Say, God, whatever form of pride that is keeping me from following, associating with the right people, please remove it from me. I want to be associated with the right people. Let's pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to associate with the right people. Spiritually, associate with the right people. Financially, associate with the right people. Associate, most importantly, with Christ. Because if you are not associated with Christ, you are associated with the devil. It is through your association with Christ that you will be blessed with heavenly blessings, that your life will have meaning and purpose. It is through your association with church, with the church, that you will be encouraged to fulfill your purpose, that you will be trained to fulfill your purpose and live a fulfilled life. God is calling us to set aside our pride and begin to associate with Him. You can't do it alone. You can't. You can't do it alone. You need people. You need someone to teach you. You need someone to encourage you. You need someone to show you the way. Haliyasha teka time. Eya baba yesete kete. Alante kashakete. I want us all to close our eyes. I want to give someone an opportunity to receive Jesus. Let's bow our heads and close your eyes. Mangabe ula. Awukasindiswa. You are not born again. You are saying, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be born again. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. I want Christ to come into my life. If you are here and you are like that, and you want to be born again, and you want to receive Jesus as my Lord, as your Lord and personal Savior, you want to have a relationship with God, I want you to raise your right hand. If you want to be born again, you want to receive Jesus, you want to be saved, raise your right hand. I don't believe that you came to church by chance this morning. God brought you here for a reason. If you want to have a relationship with God, I want you to raise your right hand. Amen. And I want us to pray as a church. Let's close our eyes and pray. And the church follows me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and that He died for my sins on the cross. From today, I am born again. I'm a child of God. Amen.